Today's rapid move to level 3 and level 2 has in part been in a bid to avoid what's happening across the Tasman. Victoria today recorded its deadliest day since the pandemic began, 21 deaths in the last 24 hours. New infections also remain stubbornly high, with a further 410 new cases confirmed today. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the state's strict lockdown measures are beginning to make a slow difference.
Well, it's certainly flattening it, and we have seen, if you look at the average over the last 7 days, we are seeing the line come down. Tonight at midnight marks 1 week of the most significant elements of the stage four, so workplaces. That's what really drives down movement. To that end, we all know that a week is not the life cycle of this virus. It's certainly longer than that.
Meanwhile, New South Wales has reported 18 new cases, five of which are not linked to known clusters. The state's chief medical officer, Kerry Chant, says there's evidence the virus is spreading in Sydney.
Those cases are predominantly occurring in southwestern Sydney and western Sydney. And I do urge those members of the community in southwestern Sydney and western Sydney to particularly come forward for testing should they have the most minimal of symptoms.
North of the border, there's some good news for Queensland. The Sunshine State once again recorded no new cases today.